that was around the world in a single show.
Yeah.
Reed, why don't you take the lead on this one?
Flynn and Melly are always nice to listen to.
Yes.
This show was for an audition episode, I think I would have liked one page stories. Something shorter, so you got a sense of the people. This felt more like a something you would have in a particular round. Look, the things that come on the show, I'm not trying to be mean or harsh. It was boring. You guys did try to banter a little bit. I give you props for that. But it was so long, and you know, with each of the stories, was some of them were very long. I think short attention span theater wins the day. Some of the stories got too long, especially for an audition episode where it would be better to have something brevity, I guess.
Well, because early on, and this is not a knock at any of the contestants, but early on, you don't know who's going to read a story well. So you want short in case
right.
It gets, but later on you have really good storytellers, so it's okay to go longer, I think.
100%. I totally agree with that. The thing that I give you guys the most props for is you were decisive. And we've seen some of the other shows where people were not decisive. They hemmed, they hawed, they didn't know what they wanted to say. You just were like, boom, this is a yes, this is a no, which is really what it should be. The one thing that I would suggest is try and find ways to make this a little livelier, for because I assume you guys are going to go through and do this. But when you do get into rounds and you're doing episodes where the stories are longer, just recognize that that's going to add up. So I'd probably want to focus more on shorter stories as you have more contestants, and then as it gets more down to the end where it's narrower, then you can do the longer stories. But again, I don't know what parameters you gave the people who helped you on this. I think as judges of the show, it's probably in your best interest to set up a time limit, because I think with Act It and Atta, you guys would know best, but those usually have like a 3 to 5 minute time limit.
There's
some kind of time
limit
to it. So, yeah, I mean, so that's one of the things I would suggest. I still like the concepts. This unfortunately didn't enamor me so much. Sorry.
I thought Flynn played a sexy Aztec goddess at the intro, which made me happy. again, Flynn, your host voice is amazing. I had no idea who the co-host was at all in the beginning, so make sure you announce him. I don't think you said, I'm here with Melly, in the beginning. You may have. In the intro, you guys may have lost me, and I wasn't listening. But I didn't catch it. I also didn't catch what the contestants were supposed to be submitting. So I'm not sure if you announced that or not. Maybe you did again. I was too busy trying to figure out who Melly was that I didn't catch it. Good luck with the Margo. I think Margo would add a lot as far as livening the show up. But if you can get her to show up on time every week, you're a better producer than I am. So kudos if you can make that happen. I loved your critiques, Flynn and Melly. They were very straightforward. And I don't know, I'm just a big fan of both of yours in that you're like Reed said, you're both decisive. Melly doesn't pull any punches. Flynn delivers things. She sugarcoats things, but she doesn't wiffle waffle on things. She knows what she wants to say, and she says it just in a nicer way. But I don't think that's a bad thing, especially if you have somebody as honest as Melly. It's good to have kind of somebody that balances it out. But the main thing is you don't sugarcoat and you don't send mixed messages, and that's important. I know that the theme is not Teller Tales, man, but based on this first episode, it felt exactly like an episode of Teller Tales.
Yeah.
Except Teller Tales was not as long and boring. This is the type of show, I'm only judging it based on this one episode I heard. If every episode is like this, this is the type of show people go to a listening party for just to be polite, but don't pay attention to the show itself. They PM and they kind of don't talk about the show. You have to find a way to liven it up. And I think, again, like Reed said, making the audition episode much shorter, or making the auditions much shorter, will do a lot. Melly, you're a goddess on the show. You didn't pull any punches. That's all I have for a show.
Yeah, I pretty much had all the same things. I felt this, like, super dragged out. Oh, my God. And I'm not sure if it was, like, the critiques or the contestants more. I think, like, what you guys were saying, like, it just needs, like, to be more clear what they have to submit to us, the listeners, but also to them too, because it seemed like there was a lot of, like, I don't know, like the length. I think the length was just way too long. I really don't have anything else to say.
It's totally the opposite because, okay, for You've Got Mail, that one in my head I didn't like, but once I heard it, I was totally on board with it. And this one in my head I love, but now once I heard it, I'm like, I don't know. So I think you just need to work out the kinks. I think it'll still be an awesome show.
Yeah, like I agree. And yeah, but like I like that Millie was super, like, tells it like it is. And I love Flynn's personality.
Yeah.
That's been the biggest, like, surprise for me in a good way, is that Flynn is such a good host and judge. Like,
yeah,
of the
she's
whole
great.
That's been the biggest surprise for me on Next Best Thing, is how good Flynn is as a host and a judge.
One thing about this show, you know, if you take it to the next level and you actually do it, find a way for this to be more distinctive from Teller of the Tales, because it's going to be so similar to it that it's going to just feel like a part of the series.
I think once they have the themes where they have specific time, it'll be a lot better, maybe. I expect the audition episodes to be fairly similar, because if you're just any story from any time period, I don't know what the parameters were. Are you guys ready to move on to the last show?
Yes.
Yeah.
Russ and Medity with Acting Up.
Woo. Yeah.